has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 9th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, you know, we're down a little bit here. I thought it might be a little worse after the Greek news over the weekend, but we're down a couple of points right now on the S&P 500. We're at 2,053 on that index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 46 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sits at 17,778, about even for the year. In fact, I think we're now slightly negative. I mean, just like slightly negative under the line for the year. The NASDAQ is down 4 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,740 so far today. The crude oil markets have really firmed up, huh? Gasoline up 12 cents, I believe, over the last week. And many of the oil stocks have been moving. As you know, over the last several weeks, I added four to my overall portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Oil is up 2% again today, 52.82. I think somebody flipped the switch from, hey, let's drive oil prices down to let's start moving them back up again. That's what it appears to me to be. Gold is going nowhere again this year. It's made a few moves, but then it falls right back. $1,236 per ounce is where we sit on gold. The euro is at 1.13, and the 10-year yield right now is back up to 1.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a lot of interesting things going on in the world. We've talked about this tug of war that has created a lot of volatility. A lot of triple-digit days so far in 2015. Oil being one of the main causes of elastic moves one way or the other in the market, stretching way up and then snapping back and then falling way down, and a lot of it's revolved around oil prices. We'll go through the macro picture of the market today. I think oil has probably bottomed here several weeks ago, and added about, I think I own four oil stocks, maybe five now, I did add one late in the week last week. And oil is back to $52 per barrel after many said, oh, it's headed right for 25. You know what? In the darkest hours, it's anybody's guess, isn't it? And on the upside, on the flip side, when things are going up, it's anybody's guess. One thing we do know, stocks, indexes, asset classes, commodities, single-family homes, tulip bulbs usually overshoot to the upside, and they overshoot to the downside, and then they finally settle somewhere where they belong. And right now, oil prices are settling in that $50 range now that kind of held the mid-40s, and we're at 52 right now. Pump prices finally broke a long streak of declines. We made a little trip to Los Angeles over the weekend. My wife drives a little Prius. I hate driving that thing. There's no room. But we drove the Prius. $19 to fill up. Just as we were getting ready to get home, I said, why don't we fill up so we don't have to do it on Sunday? And $19 was what it cost. You know, hey, what the heck? $2.19 is the average price per gallon across America, up 12 cents, however, from last week. Big news over the weekend coming out of Greece. I wrote about Greece at length in my newsletter. It is a problem. I mean, it is going to affect global markets. It's having an impact now on global markets. You can look it up, which banks have the most exposure to Greek sovereign debt, which countries. It's basically France and Germany that have the most skin in the game. And right now, Greece is refusing to back down. I won't back down. Hey, interesting. I think I read that this song that won the Grammy Award for Best Song, it sounded so much like Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down that Tom Petty is now listed as the co-writer of the song and gets to share in some of the royalties from the song. But the Greeks won't back down. And Merkel doesn't look like the type that backs down either. She looks like a pretty tough old gal bargaining across the table. And the Greeks are basically telling her to go stuff it. And she's basically telling them, well, good luck with your drachmas. And good luck growing your economy. You know, the Greeks were bailed out. And it was conditional. And the conditions were that they get their budget back in line. And that's going to require a little bit of austerity. Boy, in my day, growing up in my family, you know, every year wasn't boom time in the economy. My father was in the billboard business. He worked for a company for many years, and then he went off and started his own business. And some of his business was tied to the housing industry. And the housing industry tends to be a little bit cyclical, doesn't it? Austerity around my house meant no two-week vacation this year. We're just going to have a stay vacation here in San Diego. We'll go to the zoo. We'll go to SeaWorld. Oh, that's no fun. Come on. Austerity. Phooey. What do you mean no new clothes for back to school? I've been wearing these same jeans and t-shirts for the last 9 months. Everybody's wearing bell bottoms now. It's the John Lennon look. What do you mean? I don't get. Aren't I entitled to the new clothes every year for school? Come on. Austerity's no fun. What do you mean we're not getting a new car this year? This thing here is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to be seen in this car, Mom and Dad. You know how it goes. Now, of course, that we're parents, we get to be the bearers of the bad news to the kids, you know? And we're just going to take it a little bit easier this year. The family budget's not as big. You know, times are a little bit tough here. And but the Greeks, see, they think they're entitled somehow. I have nothing against the Greeks. I mentioned in my newsletter that I took 2 years of ancient Greek at San Diego State University, home of the Aztecs. I couldn't get into Spanish class, and I knew that a foreign language was required for a degree. But the ancient Greek class had some openings. So my buddy and I, we signed up for ancient Greek. And we ended up liking it. It was fun. We felt, you know, like we had a big disadvantage when they started calling the roll. And 2/3 of the class had Greek surnames. A lot of syllables, a lot of consonants. And here's a Gunderson in there. But we did okay and we enjoyed it. But the Greeks now have B- rated debt. Would you buy B- rated debt? I don't know. And they, you know, are threatening. They want to have a lot of the debt forgiven. They're saying that the bailout didn't work. Well, that's like saying the diet didn't work, right? I tried that diet. It didn't work. It could be the problem is the dieter, not the diet. So anyways, they want to renegotiate, have something worked out. They want their payback program realigned until they get their growth back. But they're anti-capitalist. How do you get your growth back if you're against capitalism? I don't know. This is quite the interesting story to watch. And Angela Merkel in the middle of it, and Tsipras, their leader of Syriza, the Syriza party, is also in the middle. And, of course, the Syriza party is a radical leftist democratic socialism, left-wing populism, eco-socialism, secularism, there is no God, and anti-capitalism. They're also against anti-terrorism legislation, and, of course, they're anti-austerity. So what do they stand for? I don't know, but Germany has stated that the Greeks have the right to vote for whom they want. And, of course, they put in basically a communist government. And the Germans say, and we have the right to no longer finance Greek debt. So there you go. There's the standoff. And in the meantime, the Greek stock market is plunging. G-R-E-K is the symbol. You could also look up their national bank, NBG, which is now a penny stock almost. And you can also see that it's dragging down the euro in surrounding countries. So, you know, something that needs to be resolved. We'll see what happens. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we like to take a look at the macro picture of the market at least once a week. That's really important. Because as the commercial said, you know, back in March 27th of 2009, the headline of my newsletter was, "Has a new bull market been born?" And I answered the question in the commentary following saying, yes, it has. And I haven't removed that bull market call ever since. But there will come a time in the future, I don't know when, we look for all the signs, we watch technical patterns, we watch inflation numbers, we watch employment numbers, we watch GDP numbers, we watch the Fed, we watch interest rates, we watch sectors of the market, we watch individual stocks, we watch ratios, valuations, and we watch asset classes out there, okay? And we watch the world, indexes all over the world. Some are doing good, some are doing not so good. And being in the right places at the right time is a very important matter. And that's why we like to spend one day every week. Of course, I do it in the newsletter over the weekend, but I like to do it on the air because I think it's very instructive as to the things that you should be looking for and be aware of. You don't have to be a Harvard economist. In fact, they're usually wrong anyways. Just a little bit of common sense, a little bit of knowledge of what some of these numbers mean that these people are reporting on the news every day. PPI, CPI, GDP. It's not that difficult to understand. So let's take a look. Let's take a trip this week through the market. Let's tiptoe through the tulips together and look at where we're at in the big picture right now. Okay, as of last Friday's close, the S&P is basically even, all right? I think it was down 17 cents on the year, something like that. The January indicator, when we closed on January the 30th, we were actually down 3 or 4%, which says that we have an 80 or 90% chance of closing down this year in the market. But every year is unique and every year is different. And I don't think that I need to pay much heed to the January effect this year because this is a very unique year. We're still in a bull market. And I think you have to take that into effect with the January effect. The Dow Jones Industrial Average as of Friday's close, get this, was up 0.1%. No, 0.01%, 1 basis point. We started the year at 17,823, and as of Friday, we were at 17,824. We're up 1 point for the year, and we're giving that back now. So just so you know where we're at, it's good. This is perspective. The NASDAQ's up just a little bit. The one sector of the market had been the mid-cap stocks. They're doing the best so far this year. The S&P 400, the mid-cap index, is what I pull a lot of my moderate growth stocks from. It's up 1.7% so far this year. As we look around the world, they're actually doing just a little bit better. The emerging markets are up about 1.7% so far this year. Having said that, I do not like the emerging markets at all, except for two of them, India and China, which I'll talk about here a little bit in a little bit. India is the top index in the world, up 7.9% so far this year, and I do have a pretty good exposure, about 10% or so, somewhere in there, to India. There was an election over the weekend in the state of Delhi in India, and the premier's party, Narendra Modi, got defeated by a party that's a leftist party. And how did the leftist party beat him? By offering free Wi-Fi to all Indian people and lower utility bills. Offer something, and the people voted for it. And Modi, who's still the leader of India, he did suffer a little bit of a setback. Modi comes at it from a different angle. He's a capitalist. He wants to grow the economy in India, and this is a big change because over the last several years, they've had a socialist government in India. And the India stock market continues to rock and roll, but obviously, this little defeat setback for Nahendra Modi is something to at least be aware of. Europe is up 2.7% so far this year, and let's not forget that Europe is undergoing a massive injection of stimulus, $60 billion per month, as ordered by the ECB. That's the prescription that has been prescribed to revive the economy, to help the economy of Europe. And it remains to be seen whether it was just a temporary lift that the market got, or if this is a meaningful change in Europe. We'll get to that here in a bit when we get to the index rankings. China's up 1% so far this year. I do have exposure to the China A shares, not the FXI, which is the Shanghai Composite, or which is the ADRs that trade here in America. I have the exposure to the A shares. Russia's up 11.7%. See, it's highly leveraged. Buying Russia is like buying an option on light sweet crude or West Texas Intermediate. It's leveraged, baby. Russia's up 11.7%. You know, I have a hard time investing in a country that would take away another neighboring country's freedom. Brazil is down 5.9%. They are vying with Argentina for the most corrupt government in the world. Brazil down 5.9%. Petrobras may be one of the most corrupt companies in the world. The bond market, you know, it took a big beating last week. But overall, the 10-year U.S. bond is up 1.8% so far this year. Interest rates have come down so far this year. We started the year at 2.17. We're currently at 1.94, which is beneficial to many sectors in the market. The U.S. dollar remains very strong. Oil prices seem to have settled in the mid-$40 area and have actually rallied off of that. They're up about 10 to 15% since then. Now we're in the low 50s. We're still down on the year a little bit in oil. And gold, after a terrible year last year, down 4.4% last year. The year before, down 27%. So far this year, it's up 4%. So the big winners right now, as we look, the scorecard, the leaderboard, is still India, with Europe running slightly behind it, and the U.S. bond market slightly behind that. Now, as we look at all of the indexes around the world, I track 77 different indexes. You know, you can buy almost any index you want. If you want to buy the Vietnamese index, no problem. It's out there. If you want to buy the Indonesian index, it's out there. Australia, Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, Greece, on and on. Africa, on and on and on. Mid-cap U.S., small-cap U.S., large-cap U.S. It's enough to make your head spin. But when we come back, let's look at that top 10 right now. Let's look at that leaderboard and see if there's been any changes, because U.S. stocks have dominated the top spots for a long time now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're trying to determine whether we still want to be in this market that's been going up now for the last almost 6 years. It's almost tripled since that period of time. We've had a zero interest rate policy here in the good old U.S. of A. Of course, that's going away at some point in time, probably this year, maybe June, maybe July. We get a rate hike. Oh, that's going to send a shock through the market, even though the market's been bracing for it now for quite some time. Where are the best indexes in the world to invest in? We've got a lot to choose from. Sometimes it's foreign countries that do better than U.S. Sometimes it's the bond market that does better than the stock market. Sometimes it's commodities that do better. Let's take a look at the top ranked indexes. I have my own app that I invented that has my formulas embedded in it that takes a look at these 77 different indexes and ranks them one against another. And in this case, it's based on short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, long-term performance, and technical patterns. And as I look at the indexes this week, seven of the top 10 indexes are once again U.S. stock related. That's seven out of the top 10. And I have 77 different indexes. Some of the leading indexes in the world are the Mid-Cap Dividend Index, the S&P Low Volatility Index, the Mid-Cap Russell Index, the S&P US 400 Mid-Cap, the iShares Momentum Index, the Vanguard US Small Cap Index, the Mid-Cap Growth Index. Okay, so it seems like the sweet spot in the market this year, in the world this year, continues to have two things in common, that sweet spot. Number one, stock-related, ownership instead of debt. When you own stocks, you're an owner in the company. You're not a lender. When you own a country ETF, you're a owner, not a lender to the country. And right now, equity still is the better side of the coin. And the U.S. is the other common denominator running through the leading indexes in the world. And it's been that way now for a long, long time. And as you've seen, the results over the last several years, the emerging markets have lagged. Europe has lagged. Latin America has lagged. Eastern Europe has lagged. Asia has lagged. What's been the leading index? What's been the leading place to be invested in the entire world? U.S. stocks. And as we sit here today, just 1 month away from the six-year anniversary of the bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009, the U.S. stocks are still the best place to be invested. And over the weekend, I showed a chart of the Wisdom Tree Mid-Cap Dividend Index. DON is the symbol, D-O-N. And it continues to hit new highs. Now, having said that, just as important as it is to know the leading indexes in the world, it's equally as important to know the worst indexes in the world, because this plays into your 401k, this plays into your IRA, this plays into your college funds. Very important stuff here. The worst places to be invested: Canada, Brazil, Spain, Peru, Greece, Turkey, Poland, Russia. You get the flavor. You don't really want to be in South America. You don't want to be in heavily oil-related economies right now, even though they're coming back a little bit. We saw a big move in Russia last week, but oil's probably going to be a little bit volatile here. Instead, it would seem that companies who are more or less kind of immune or maybe on the beneficial side of low oil prices, stocks, are the best place to be. Some of the lenders might get stung here a little bit that lended money to some of these oil companies, and also some of these sovereign debt lenders may have a little bit of issues with trying to collect those debts, especially from Greece right now. Greece remains a problem. It's going to be resolved. I think their deadline is in 3 weeks for the next tranche of loans, and they're not going to get the loans unless, you know, they continue on their path to austerity. And both parties right now have their arms folded, and they're not going to back down. So we'll just see where this all goes. Greece obviously has the choice of leaving the euro, or leaving the European Union, which Alan Greenspan over the weekend predicted that they would leave the European Union. And he predicted that they would go back to their currency, which is the drachma. He also predicted that their currency would fail. Well, that's a pretty dire prediction, but that's Alan Greenspan, who knows a little bit about the world economy. So be real interesting to watch in coming weeks, this showdown between the International Monetary Fund, the European Union, and Greece. Okay, leading indexes in the world still, U.S. stock, that's the place to be. And I do still have exposure to India, although I'm watching the developments there, which over the weekend we see that Narendra Modi's party did lose in a state election in New Delhi. I also have some exposure to the China iShares, which I think still have a chance of outperforming our market this year, but we'll keep our eye on that. Now, as we look at the asset classes, I come at it from a different angle than most people. Most people in my business are asset allocators. They believe in having a big chunk of bonds and a big chunk of stocks and balancing those over time. And as you get older, you should increase your bond holding. My problem is, in a rising interest rate environment, a potential rising interest rate environment, we're not in one yet, but it would seem pretty clear to me that the Fed is no longer cutting interest rates, which they've been on a cut interest rate mode for the last many years. Now it's going to go the other way. So I have a real problem with having 60%, 70% of my portfolio in the bond market. That's just me. And, you know, I've had writers from Fortune magazine say, wow, you're a really high-risk guy. No, I think it's higher risk to have a big chunk of money in any one asset class that's in danger. Stocks are going to be in danger at some point in time. I believe there's going to be a time in the future when you're not going to want to have any exposure to the stock market. So I'm different, all right? Everybody's different. And, you know, I get criticized by financial planners and whatnot and certified financial planners because they've been taught a different way. And I live in the real world, not the academic world. I know that over time you're going to smooth out your performance. You're also going to get very mediocre results. And if you don't believe me, pull up an asset allocation mutual fund on Morningstar. Take your pick. Almost every fund family has an asset allocation target fund. And look at the results. Look at the performance. It's mediocre. All right? Now, I'm not happy with mediocre. That's just me. So I strive to be in the best asset classes. And what are those right now? Well, here's my current rankings. Once again, U.S. mid-cap stocks. U.S. mid-cap value, U.S. mid-cap growth, U.S. small-cap growth, NASDAQ 100, U.S. large-cap growth, U.S. small-cap, large-cap dividend, the top 8 out of 10 asset classes. And remember, everybody's got a fair chance here. Bonds have a fair chance. Cash has a fair chance. Being short the market has a fair chance. But for the umpteenth week, stocks have been the best place, are still the best place to be, and that's U.S. stocks in particular. Commodities have made a little bit of a move here recently. Gold has made a little bit of noise. Silver's made a little bit of noise. I continue to have no exposure to gold or silver. I've been out of it for the last several years. I got interested in it a few weeks ago, a month ago, and I just have not been sold yet that one should have any exposure to the precious metals market at the current time. It's still a world that favors ownership in equities and equities based in the United States of America. The worst asset class is being short the market. The bears are still wrong. They've been wrong for 6 years and they're still wrong. Being in commodities is not the right place to be. Being in the emerging markets is not the right place to be. Being in sovereign debt, it's not the right place to be. And being in short-term U.S. treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, not the right place to be, in my opinion. U.S. stocks still rule. Now, when we come back, we need to go even further because the U.S. stock market is made up of banks, financials, technology, healthcare, pharmaceutical, cyclicals. We're the best places in the stock market to be at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's what we've determined so far, that U.S. stocks are still the best place to be. I know, you say, the market's been going up for almost 6 years now. It's gone clear from 660 to over 2,000, and we're 2,050 now. You really think it's going to still go up? Well, you could have said the same thing last year, and you were wrong. You could have said the same thing 2 years ago, and you were wrong. You could have said the same thing 3 years ago, and you were wrong. It ain't over till it's over. And we've got to make as much hay while the sun continues to shine in the market. And the sun that's shining continues to be the jobs picture here in the U.S., the lack of inflation, positive GDP growth in the economy, low interest rates, still an accommodative Fed, although one that's getting ready to flip the switch from being accommodative, from loosening to tightening at some point in time. And yes, there are issues that you could discuss around the world that are a threat to our bull market, but the fact of the matter is that the bull market continues. That's all you have to do is look at a five-year chart, a six-year chart of the market, and connect the dots, and you'll see that the market's been heading up now for the last 6 years. That trend line has not been broken. That trend line is the primary trend. And another definition of an upward sloping primary trend is the bull market. So the fundamentals are still there. The technicals are obviously still there. And the valuation of the market is still okay. I have the average forward PE ratio at about 17.5 right now, which is kind of right in the long-term average range over the years. We're nothing like the 30 forward PE that we had back in 2000 and the year 2000, 1999-2000, we're nowhere near that nosebleed territory, so the market can still continue to support higher stock prices right now. Now, having said that, now we get down into the sectors of the market. The number one ranked sector in the market right now continues to be the pharmaceutical sector. What's in it? Well, you can go to the ETF Encyclopedia online, type in XPH, and you can see what's in that pharmaceutical sector. It continues to be the leading sector in the market, and it has been for quite some time. I still own a lot of pharmaceutical stocks. I think last week we featured McKesson. I featured AmerisourceBergen recently. I featured Actavis many times here on my show. I continue to own those stocks. The biotech index is number two. The biotech index has been number one, number two for the last several years. It's had several stumbles along the way, but it continues to be the leading sector. It continues to hit new highs. You can pull up the biotech sector, IBB. Look inside of it. See what's in it. I continue to own Biogen, which has been a powerhouse here recently. I continue to own Celgene. I continue to own Gilead Sciences, even though it's been a little bit softer recently. The biotech sector continues to be a leading sector in the market. The healthcare sector continues to be a leading sector in the market. What's in the healthcare sector? Well, pull up IYH would be a good proxy. That's one of the proxies that I use in my app. The healthcare sector is still one of the top-ranked sectors in the entire market. Another couple of sectors that have... Oh, the REIT sector also has been real estate sector. I own the REIT sector through a mutual fund. You can see which mutual fund in my newsletter, in my 401k recommendations. Maybe you have a mutual. Maybe you have a mutual fund in your 401k that's real estate related. I don't know, but that's one of the leading sectors in the market. With low, dirt cheap interest rates, there's some interest there again. Real estate continues to rebound. And in fact, the home building sector has now entered into the top 10. I don't know if you're going to make a lot of money in the home building sector, but suffice it to say that right now it has entered into the top 10 sector out of, let's see, how many do I track? 66. And the aerospace sector of all things. Well, you know, war drums continue to beat around the world. Missiles continue to fly into Syria and against ISIS, other places in the world. The aerospace sector, which also is air transportation. Boeing's had a terrific move here recently. That's a big piece of that aerospace index. Lockheed's done really well. Raytheon's done really well. Northrop Grumman has done really well. You can look what's in the aerospace sector. I use ITA as my proxy there. Those are the leading sectors in the market. The worst sectors in the market, metals, mining, solar energy, the networking sector, U.S. financial services, oil equipment services, investment services, financial. Those are the worst sectors to be invested in right now. And sectors are very important to watch. Now, having said that about the energy sector, especially the oil equipment services, I have continued to buy some of the exploration companies. You can look in my newsletter, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, at the five energy stocks that I have bought recently. In fact, I bought one last week that has a 4% yield. It's an oil service stock, actually, and I bought it in my income portfolio. So you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, which went out this week Saturday morning. And we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're a little bit different here. I'm not an annuity sales house. I'm not an asset allocation house. And I'm not a General Electric, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, IBM, big name stock house either. Unless they're the best stocks at any given time. And they haven't been for a long, long time. Instead, I go just a little bit below the surface. And there will be times when I don't own any stocks at some point in the future. But we've been invested in the market for the last almost six years. I've been bullish on the stock market, but I'm always nervous. And I always have my eyeballs in the rearview mirror looking for some scary boogeyman that's going to sneak up on me, whether it's job layoffs or inflation or GDP that's all of a sudden slipping into the negative territory. We always want to be on the lookout. Because there will be another bear market at some point in time. The last one was to the tune of 53%. Anyways, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Again, that's 855-611-BEST. That's a toll-free number from anywhere in the world. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.